I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code DEAL for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code DEAL. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code DEAL. That's DEAL. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7, as right now Mount Holmes boys are trailing Van Buren by a score of 25-16. Let's go ahead and get our numbers right now. Right now Mount Holmes is being led by Wyatt Gill with 10 points, 2 points apiece for Luke Proctor, Reed Ellison, and Braden Dewey. Van Buren's leading score right now is Avery Salisbury with 9 points, 8 so far for Brandon Miller, and 4 each for Connor Myers and Jose Estrada. This game's had one tie, no lead changes. Rebounds, Mount Holmes with 7 so far, and Van Buren with 10. And turnovers, Mount Holmes with 6, and Van Buren with 3 so far in this game. We're going to take another break. We'll come back with more here from Claire Bates Salina. Our score at the break, Mount Holmes trailing Van Buren 25-16. You're listening to the Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Willard from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
And we welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mount Holmes boys trailing Van Buren 25-16. We'll look over again. We'll come back with more on this in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. And Dell, good win tonight for your girls, 32-20 over Van Buren. Was a game that, tell you what, you and I were talking during the break, it seemed like that it's really helped you going with a kind of a four-guard lineup, and one post player. It's really made a difference for you tonight.
Yeah, those are things, again, I have said this, I think, about every other time we've talked, but those are things that you probably figure that stuff out a lot earlier than we did this year in a normal year where you have your group, for a lot longer. And we've kind of figured that out. Lauren Waymeyer, the sophomore, is absolutely just having, in my opinion, a phenomenal year inside. And right now, her and and Annie are kind of going in and out at that spot, and both of them are doing a great job. Earlier in the year, we were playing two post players at the same time a lot, and Emma Wilbur was, you know, getting those three, Emma and Annie and Lauren, they were all getting quite a few minutes. And yeah, it's kind of hurt some minutes, not just with those three, but it's also hurt some minutes with some of our guards. But what we're able to do is keep bodies fresh. And I'm going to tell you another thing is that the addition of Parker Husky. And it's, you know, Parker, I think, scored 5 points last time we played Van Buren. But in three ball games, Parker has zero turnovers. And she is playing lights out on defense. That's a big boost in the guard spot.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so we're able to take, like tonight, we started CJ, Kate Jackson, and Kate Gilbert, obviously. Addison really is a kind of a guard forward type player, but she plays the guard well for us. And then Cameron, who had such a good game against Valonia, I felt like she deserved to start. So we had those four guards, and then immediately right off the bench, you know, Gilbert's probably not coming out unless I just need to talk to her or she needs a breather. But you've got Amelia over there. You've got Parker over there coming off the bench tonight. You also, I'm trying to think, I'm missing somebody here. You've got Haven, who didn't get a lot of minutes tonight, but I was kind of going with three and three there. Guards rotating back and forth are really just two and two, and then keeping Kate Gilbert in there.
Probably Rucker is the one.
Oh yeah, Amelia and Kate Jackson and Cam, Parker, Kate Gilbert, and you know, and then you have those two post players coming in and out for each other, and Addison's not going to come out either, just like Kate. So being able to get in the flow, just playing eight kids, has made a difference as well for the most part. And we've had a lot of girls that have gotten a lot of minutes and a lot of opportunities. And change is hard sometimes, but, you know, my job is to try to put our team in position to be successful. And we kind of saw that in the first Van Buren game. Actually started seeing a little bit in the Siloam game and then the Van Buren game, and then obviously I thought it made a huge difference in the Valonia game. Just matchup-wise, it helps us out a little bit more defensively.
Well, so that kind of the strategy you're going to be going with if weather permitting, of course, when we go to Russellville on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to change anything. It's been working. I mean, we've won two out of our last three games and should have beat Valonia. So I wish I'd have done a long time ago, but there's a lot of things that go into that. And there's, you know, and again, the addition of Parker kind of led me in that direction. And then also, it's not fair for Annie and Emma and Lauren to be out there trying to chase around a little water bug. I mean, that's not fair to them, and I'm not doing my job if I put them in that position.
Sure.
So, you know, that's something that we had to look at and against those teams and decided, hey, we're going to put ourselves in position to guard these guys a little better. So it's we're going to keep doing it, yeah.
Well, Dale, again, congratulations on this win. Hopefully we'll be able to see you Tuesday night.
I hope so, too, but then again, I really don't because, you know, I would like to have a district tournament. I think every other conference in the state in our classification, in all the schools above us and the classification below us, they're all having a tournament because of all the crazy COVID stuff. I think we should have a tournament, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's not very many people that want to play us right now, and I wish that we had a tournament because I think this team would have a great chance to finish in the top four and get in the state tournament, and I believe that our kids deserve that opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Dale.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right. That was Mount Tom Girls Basketball Coach Dale Leonard. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a 30-second break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Van Buren leading Mountain Home 25-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve.